CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and listeners, this is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on GB3ZB and GB3FI. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday, the 1st of October, 2023, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website, RomeoSierraGolfBravo.org, where you will find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. RSGB 2023 Convention. Radcom Basics Editor. Retirement. RSGB Director Ben Lloyd. GW4BML's SOTA Challenge. We're counting down to the RSGB 2023 convention, and the Society is putting the final touches to the programme. This year there will be a special hour-long session with the RSGB board where the directors will present the four strategic priorities that the Society will be focusing on until the 2024 AGM. After that, convention attendees will have an opportunity to ask questions. This will be a positive and productive opportunity to discuss with the board how the Society and its members can meet the challenges facing amateur radio today. The session will be hosted by Don Beattie, G3BJ, who is the former IARU Region 1 President, as well as a former President of the Radio Society of Great Britain. The session will be recorded, so if you are unable to attend the convention but would like to hear a particular topic discussed, please email that topic with your name and call sign to Charlie Oscar Mike Mike Sierra at rsgb.org.uk before Monday the 9th of October. The discussion will include as many topics as possible, but the RSGB cannot guarantee every topic will be covered. Directors will also only answer specific questions from those who attend the session at the convention. To be part of this discussion and to pose your question to the board, book your package or day ticket to the RSGB convention today. Go to rsgb.org/convention and choose Click here to book online. Bookings close at midnight on Sunday, the 8th of October. Radcom Basics editor Lee Aldridge, G4EJB, has retired. Over the past few years, Lee has been instrumental in making Radcom Basics a success. His passion for amateur radio and commitment to encouraging newcomers is infectious and has been very well received by readers. The RSGB thanks Lee for his hard work as editor and is pleased to report that he will continue to write for Radcom Basics and provide regular technical and fault-finding articles. The new Radcom Basics editor is Tim Heer, G5TM, and the RSGB welcomes him to the role. Lee and Tim have worked together to produce the September edition of Radcom Basics. You can contact him with ideas or feedback for future editions via radcombasics@rsgb.org.uk. RSGB members can access all issues of Radcom Basics by visiting rsgb.org/radcom-basics. RSGB Director Ben Lloyd, GW4BML, has taken on the challenge of activating 10 summits during 12 days on the remote Scottish Islands. He will climb some with his partner and fellow radio amateur Martha and their 2-year-old daughter Lyra. This SOTA, Summits on the Air, challenge combines Ben's favourite hobbies of amateur radio and hiking, but it also sometimes brings with it adverse weather conditions and the need to reach remote islands by kayak. Ben is hoping that by sharing his challenge, he will not only inspire radio amateurs to try SOTA, but he will also encourage people who love walking and hiking to try amateur radio. You can catch up with his adventures on the RSGB social media channels and through the special playlist of videos on the RSGB YouTube channel. Go to youtube.com/the RSGB and choose the playlist called RSGB Director Ben Lloyd DW4BML-SOTA Challenge. The next Tonight at 8 live webinar is on Monday the 2nd of October when Lee Volante, G0MTN, will give a presentation aimed at newcomers to contesting. He will explore how contesting began, explain why it is rewarding and fun, and demonstrate how anyone can take part in their first contest with equipment they have today. Watch on the RSGB YouTube channel and find out more on the RSGB website at rsgb.org/webinars. The RSGB QSL Bureau reports that due to unforeseen circumstances, well-known volunteer Roy Taylor, M0RRV, is retiring from his post as volunteer sub-manager for the M1 to M7 groups. The Bureau thanks Roy for his valuable service to others and is now seeking a replacement volunteer. Expressions of interest should be emailed to Quebec Sierra Lima at rsgb.org.uk. Members are requested not to send collection envelopes to this group until further notice. IARU Region 1 will hold its next general conference from the 1st to the 4th of November in Zlatibor, Serbia. A wide range of papers and proposals are now available online and the RSGB welcomes comments on these. Topics include general reports, organisational and budget proposals, the new HF band plan, VHF, UHS and SHF changes, and consideration of WRC 2-3, the World Radio Communication Conference, which follows shortly afterwards. Other themes include strategic projects and progress, accommodating digital technologies, contests, EMC, and other spectrum matters. Comments should be forwarded to the relevant HF, VHF or microwave spectrum manager by Thursday, the 12th of October, in order to allow time to finalise the RSGB position. You can find a link to the consultation via therSGB.org/golfoscar/IARU consult. Now for details of rallies and events. The 48th Welsh Radio Rally is taking place today. The venue is Llanwern High School, Hartridge Farm Road, Newport, South Wales, postcode November Papa 182 Yankee Echo. The doors will be open from 8 a.m. for traders and from 10 a.m. for the public. Entry is £3. Free parking, bring and buy and refreshments will be available. For more information, email welshradiorally@golfwhiskey6golfwhiskey.co.uk. Hornsey Amateur Radio Club Rally will take place on Sunday the 15th of October. The venue will be Driffield Showground, postcode Yankee Oscar 259 Delta Whiskey. For more information, contact Les 2E0LBJ on 01377-252-393 or email Lima Papa Juliet, Papa India November Kilo, November Echo Yankee Numeral 1 at hotmail.co.uk. The Dartmoor Autumn Radio Rally will take place on Sunday the 15th of October. The venue will be Yelverton War Memorial Hall, Meavey Lane, Yelverton, Devon. Postcode Papa Lima 206 Alpha Lima. There will be bring and buy, trader stands, free parking, refreshments available. The doors will open at 10 a.m. and admission will be £2.50. For more information, contact Roger on 07854-088-882 or email to Echo Zero Romeo Papa Hotel at gmail.com. Now the special event news. The British Railways Amateur Radio Society will be using the club callsign Golf X-Ray 4 Lima Mike Romeo, and it's marking 185 years since the opening of Preston Railway Station in 1838. Mark G1PIE will be operating during the whole month of October. Activity will be centred on the 40-metre band using SSB, QSL via the Bureau. Now the DX news. Bob W7YAQ and Al K7AR are active as Victor Kilo 9 Lima Alpha Alpha from Lord Howe Island, OC004, until the 4th of October. They are running two stations on the 160 to 6 metre bands, QSL via Club Logs OQRS, Logbook of the World, or via W7YAQ. Sajid VA3QY is active as Alpha 22 Echo Whiskey from his homeland of Botswana until the 8th of October. He's operating on the 20 to 10 metre bands. He may also operate on the 6 metre band, QSL via EQSL. Brian GW4DVB is active as Juliet 88 Papa India until the 10th of October from Palm Island, NA025 in the Caribbean. Brian is operating on the 40, 20, 17, 15, 10 and 6 meter bands using SSB, SSTV and FT8. QSL direct to home call. Now the contest news. The UK and Ireland Contest Club DX SSB contest started at 1200 UTC on Saturday the 30th and ends today at 1200 UTC. Using SSB on the 80 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange's signal report and serial number. Stations from the UK and Ireland also send their district code. This event replaces the original RSGB DX contest. It's listed on the RSGB contest calendar and for entrants from the UK and Crown Dependencies counts towards the HF Championship. This international DX SSB contest also has a teams section. Team members with a maximum of 3 members can be from different DXCCs and can enter different sections. Rules in English and 8 other languages can be found under the DX contest menu at ukeicc.com. The Worked All Britain DX contest started at 1200 UTC on Saturday the 30th and ends at 1200 UTC today. Using SSB on the 80 to 10 metre bands where contests are permitted, the exchange's signal report serial number and Worked All Britain square. On Monday the 2nd of October, the Autumn Series CW contest runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC. Using CW on the 80 metre band, the exchange's signal report and serial number. On Tuesday, the 3rd of October, the 144 MHz FM activity contest runs from 1800 to 1855 UTC. Using FM on the 2 metre band, the exchange's signal report and serial number and locator. And also on Tuesday, the 3rd of October, the 144 MHz UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC. Using all modes on the 2 metre band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Also on Tuesday the 3rd, the IRTS 80 metre evening counties contest runs from 1900 to 2000 UTC using CW and SSB on the 80 metre band, the exchange's signal report and serial number. EI and GI extensions also send their county code. On Wednesday the 4th, the 144 MHz FT8 activity 4-hour contest runs from 1700 to 2100 UTC using FT8 on the 2 meter band, the exchange's report and 4 character locator. Also on Wednesday, the 144 MHz FT8 activity 2-hour contest runs from 1900 to 2100 UTC using FT8 on the 2 meter band, the exchange's report and 4 character locator. Stations entering the 4-hour contest may also enter the 2-hour contest. Also on Wednesday the 4th, the UK and Ireland Contest Club 80 metre contest runs from 2000 to 2100 UTC. Using SSB on the 80 metre band, the exchange is your 6th character locator. The Oceania DX SSB contest starts at 0600 UTC on Saturday, the 7th of October, and ends at 0600 UTC on Sunday, the 8th of October. Using SSB on the 160 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange is signal report and serial number. Both the IARU and RSGB 432 MHz to 245 GHz contests start at 1400 UTC on Saturday the 7th of October and end at 1400 UTC on Sunday the 8th of October. Using all modes on the 432 MHz to 245 GHz frequencies, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. On Saturday the 7th of October, the 2.3 GHz Trophy contest runs from 1400 to 2200 UTC. Using all modes on 2.3 GHz frequencies, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. And also on Saturday the 7th of October, the 1.2 GHz Trophy contest runs from 1400 to 2200 UTC. Using all modes on 1.2 GHz frequencies, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station Golf 4 Tango of Romeo November, located in Bristol. Now the radio propagation report, compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO on Thursday, the 28th of September, 2023. Another week of disruptive solar and the geomagnetic conditions saw the KP index go up and MUS come down. A period of minor G1 geomagnetic storming was observed on Tuesday the 26th, thanks to an enhanced solar wind stream containing a long duration southward facing BZ component. If the solar wind's BZ magnetic field points south, it more easily couples with the Earth's magnetic field, allowing solar plasma to flood in. The net result was a KP index of 5.67 and visible aurora seen from the UK once again. It's worth reminding people that at this point in the solar cycle, conditions are being governed more by the KP index than the solar flux index. A high KP index generally results in lower MUS and poor HF conditions. During the week, the solar flux index was around 175, declining to 156 on Thursday the 28th. The number of solar flares also decreased as the week progressed. Next week, NOAA predicts that the solar flux index will remain in the range 145 to 155, perhaps hitting 160 on the 7th. NOAA also predicts quiet geomagnetic conditions with a maximum KP index of 2. As we said last week, at this point in the cycle, solar flares and coronal mass ejections are very prevalent and hard to predict. So do not be surprised if the KP index goes up again. Otherwise, if it remains low, make the most of the good HF conditions that generally follow. Finally, as it's now October, we can expect another step up in HF conditions as we enter autumn, so keep an eye on the 10 meter band, which should be opening up to the United States and Canada in the afternoon. There are plenty of 10 meter beacons to listen for, from 28.160 to 28.330 MHz, as well as FM repeaters, just at around 29.6 MHz. Now the VHF and up propagation news. Last week saw trans-equatorial openings on 50 MHz with V51 Numidia recorded all over the UK as far north as Scotland, around 1900 UTC. On the tropo front, last week was fairly unsettled with the visit from Agnes, our first named storm of the season, which affected the north and west. The coming week is looking much more suitable for VHF radio, with high pressure building over the country from Tuesday, bringing a good chance of tropo as we go through the week. This may not be fully developed for the 144 MHz UK activity contest on Tuesday the 3rd, but possibly starting to help lift conditions in the south at least. The high pressure will become more widespread over the next week, but by the following weekend of the 7th and 8th of October, the 1.3 gigs trophy may have to deal with more disturbed conditions in western areas. However, conditions will still probably be good for eastern areas across the North Sea to southern Scandinavia. The meteor scatter prospects are improving as we move towards the October Draconids, which peak on the night of the 8th and 9th. Auroras have also featured recently, so should remain in our checklist. Incidentally, although we are technically outside the main sporadic E season, Dwurv ionosonde data plotted on the PropQuest website have shown occasional blips in the critical frequency of the sporadic E layer, for example to 7.5 MHz, around 1650 UTC on Wednesday the 27th of September. This would certainly be enough for 10 metres and perhaps even for 6 metre chance openings. If in doubt, call CQ. Moon declination goes positive on Friday the 29th of September and reaches its peak the following Thursday. This means increasing moon elevation and lengthening moon windows until then. The downside being the past losses are increasing all week ahead of apogee on the 10th of October. 144 MHz sky noise starts off low, increasing to 500 Kelvin next Thursday before dropping again for the weekend. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. I've truncated this as much as possible due to the long main news. On Tuesday, Bath and District Amateur Radio Club will be having a social meeting. On Sundays and Wednesdays, Flight Refueling Amateur Radio Society has club nights from 7 p.m. Isle of Avalon Amateur Radio Club meets on Fridays at Ivor's Paddock from 6 p.m. On Tuesday, Taunton and District Amateur Radio Club is holding its AGM. Thornbury and South Gloucestershire Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 7:30 p.m. at the Chantry, Thornbury. Now for Wales, Aberconfigan District Amateur Radio Club has its weekly meeting on Wednesday from 7 p.m. at Tondi Railway Club, Station Approach, Bridge End. On Tuesday, Barry Amateur Radio Society will be meeting to undertake planning and shack work. Cumbrian in District Amateur Radio Society has a club night every Wednesday from 7 p.m. till 9 p.m. at Hensley's Village Hall, NP44-6JZ. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubino Recreation Club, Lonnydale, Cardiff, CF14-6EA at 7 p.m. every Tuesday. On the 3rd of October, the club will be hosting a talk about SOTA activation. Kevin Nichols, MW0KXN, is a seasoned SOTA activator and will be giving a presentation describing his setup, valuable lessons he has learned, and showing some photos of recent trips. Please arrive at 6:30 p.m. The talk will begin at 7 p.m. and last around 2 hours. Newport Amateur Radio Society will be meeting at the Society's clubhouse on Thursday. Uskside Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 6 till 8 p.m. at the Indoor Bowl Centre, Cleveland Stadium, Bank Street, Newport, NP197HF. The club also meets on the first Saturday of the month at 9:30 a.m. at the same address for breakfast and a general chat. That ends this week's GB2RS news broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It's compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, the Radcom magazine and the RSTB website should be sent to the editorial team as far as advanced as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10 a.m. on Thursdays. The RSGB retains the copyright over the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, romeosierragolfbravo.org. The full schedule of GB2RS broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS schedule. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week. Keep safe from the GB2RS news team.